Hello, this is Filthy Phil.
Oh, hi, Philip. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
It's already out. Wait, is it?
The 23rd.
Yeah,
your billing is on the 23rd. So it's saying, it's just saying insufficient funds.
No, my card is down right now. Somebody broke into our car and stole our wallet. Stole my wallet. I left the doors unlocked and somebody, when I came home one night, somebody ran through our car in the middle of the night and took my wallet.
No.
I lost my social security card, my identification, all that. So, obviously, we called and shut down the card. Lucky there's no fraudulent activity. So
right. That's great.
We didn't get time to spend it. But, that's how.
So, you're just waiting on a new card then?
Well, I'm waiting on a new card, but also, I did want to call and try to work something out with you guys. I might have to. Well, no, I'm not able to afford the service at the moment. I'm just not getting. I don't know, people, I don't even think it's really you guys. And I see the results. I see people looking and stuff. And I don't know, I've talked to a lot of local people around here and
mm-hmm.
you know, knowledgeable people. And dude, business is slowing, and like, for everybody.
Right.
I mean, I have a job right now that's from a friend of a friend. Like, nobody's even really called that number. But like I said, I see people looking at it, but. And, you know, I like the website service. I like all that. It's worth the price you gave me 100%. Just nobody's got money. Like, the job I'm doing right now, I'm doing it for pennies. I don't even care if they know or not. I'm not paying taxes on crap because, dude, I'm doing this for almost nothing. Because
yeah.
This lady, her house is falling in. Nobody even wants to help. I mean, nobody's got money. This town is dying. Where I'm at right now, Titusville. Nice
so
place.
Here's
Don't
what I would
down.
Suggest. I can help you out a little bit on your pricing and put you into
or
the
Or even
corporate.
If you wanted to bill me because tax refund coming around.
Yeah.
But after this Christmas is done, like January, I'd probably be getting better because right now Thanksgiving just killed us.
Sure.
Then we got Christmas and we didn't even buy everything we needed. I mean, I know it's not your problem or anything. It's just, I'd hate to lose the deal, but I want to keep the service, even if it means like my website and Google's temporarily, whatever you guys want to do. I just need some time, a couple months to balance. All my credit cards are maxed out. That's just so crazy right now.
I can't do a seasonal hold or anything like that while an account has a past due balance on it. And that's just because...
Oh, shit.
Are you okay?
Yeah, shit. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to lock the... That's another thing. Car battery's dying. That's...
Oh,
can't find
no.
anywhere around here for under 200.
So, but what I was saying, Phil, is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 23rd. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $149 past due balance. I can't do a hold or anything like that on the account while there is a past due balance. The good news is you're only past due for $149 because come December 23rd, you would be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. So one thing I can do to help you out here is I'll put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. That'll at least save you $20 off the past due balance. And
okay.
If you need a couple of weeks for that, that's fine. You know, just get it settled before December 23rd. And then what I'll do is once we get the green light on the payment is I can put the December payment on a hold. And that way you'd be paid in full until January 23rd. And you could even do more, a couple more months if you wanted to. I'm allowed to do a hold for as much as 90 days. So once this is settled, I could actually stop the December, the January, the February payment and reinstate it in March if you like. You probably want the service a little bit, you know, before that, you know, depending on how the weather goes and whatnot, which is okay. You can, you know, call us and we can lift it sooner. But that way, at least you wouldn't be billed during months that you're not using it.
Oh, excuse me. That works. So if I got this right, because I'm not real good with stuff like that, so I'll explain it to you the way that I can understand it. So you want 129 by December 23rd. That would take care of this month, and then you could put it on hold in December.
Correct. Exactly. I can do what they call is a seasonal hold. So I can eliminate that December payment altogether, and then in January you would just go back to the monthly
pricing.
Doing
it this way, would we keep the website active?
Yeah, the website will stay active
cool.
In the meantime. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Yeah, because the biggest thing is, I sent two texts because you said that number takes text, so I sent the Google verification code twice. But I meant to call to see if you guys ever got that.
Let me look in the notes.
It's just the number I saved for you guys.
Oh, yeah,
so.
There's a note here from October 18th, and it says Google page optimization complete. So that means that
they
code.
Tell you what, the fact they needed that code twice, though, after I sent the first one, I was like, I think they got it. I just think Google keeps messing with them, because that's why I don't do nothing on Google. I'm good. I've had problems with my accounts, Gmail accounts, stuff like that. They're hard to get anything done or hold of. So
yeah, that's
you guys
what
do just that alone. Probably really,
yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of people hire us just for that one reason alone, because we have our own support staff on site at Google. So anytime we have an issue, we just pick up the phone and call our support staff. But for you as,
you got
you know,
the direct line.
Exactly. But for you as an end user, it's really hard to get a hold of Google, you know, and I understand that. But the good news is.
No. Well, they won't even talk to me. If I called that line, they'd be like, how'd you get this number?
Yeah.
You got your authorization code?
Yeah.
They're mad and they're dicks about it because, I don't know why they have the world's biggest service, but no customer service whatsoever. Besides, the only way I found that I've actually gotten a hold of them was email. They just email back, they'll get back to you within 30 days.
Yeah.
Damn, what? you tell me you don't have employees, you're lying.
You know what?
So that sounds like it'll work. It gives me some time then.
Yeah, I'll give you some time, and I put you into the corporate pricing of $129, and then I'm seeing that although the Google page has already been verified and optimized, you still don't have any reviews on there, so I'm going to send you
No,
an
the
email.
Reviews aren't going up. My buddy, did you put in another review, the second one? Because it says your stuff's on there, it's not showing. I bought him. Because I did some work on it's simple work. I just helped install a window, but.
Okay.
No,
that's good.
Work,
anybody can fill this out, a past or a present client, a friend, a family member. So what I'll do is
I got a lady I'm working on right now. I mean, she's going to put stuff in my portfolio. So it's not just a little bit of money. I mean, I'm not charging what I normally do. But I'm charging about half because, you know, I understand money's tight. But also, 73 years old, how long are you really going to enjoy this house? Every year is a blessing, so I'm not trying to...
Oh, that's nice of you to help
make it
her out
for
she's 73. That's really nice. You have a good heart.
Oh, yeah.
That makes
but
me happy.
But so she works with me. Like, she bought me, I needed a Sawzall. She bought that.
Oh, she did? Oh, that's cute.
So, I mean, like, well, that helps. You know what I mean? I don't like doing customer service tools. What the hell?
Yeah. So, but I did send you a review generator email that will help you get some 5-star ratings going on your Google page. So, if, you know, you have any questions on that, you can call me. And then in the meantime, the system will try to process this once daily. So I'm imagining that it's going to automatically go through probably within the next couple of weeks. But if I see that we're still having trouble, you know, maybe a week or two from now, I'll follow up with you again. Okay.
Yep, sorry, I don't mean to make any scoffing noises. They were ironically between all your sentences, too. But my card ate my credit card, damn it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no problem. I understand.
So, damn it. Yeah. All right, sweet, that works. There's one limit left on there right now. I got to check again, but I think I got like $80 on there right now, limit left.
Okay.
And then once I get this job done, let me get this job done. And then, well, I got really nothing after that, except I'm probably just going to start doing temp work at one of these factories if they got room. Quick, and if I got to leave it, when I start getting more business, I can just leave it. So no hard feelings.
Yeah, that's true. So, but no,
last time I checked, it was like 88 people looked at my website. And I could maybe account for like 5 of those, you know, showing people my website, but do you guys make like yard signs or anything?
No, we don't do any of that. We don't do like direct mailers or flyers or yard signs.
But you guys didn't have a deal on that because, like, man, like,
yeah.
I was thinking you'd get a couple for like a few bucks. I mean, the way it was put to me is you can make them for like $10, but yeah, people charge to make them like, it's $150 lady wants for 10 of them, and I'm like, 10 little signs that I'm probably not going to see again.
Yeah. So if you have a copy of your business card or something, you could probably go to like Shutterfly or something online and just upload it to like a poster size. And I used to order poster size things of, you know, advertisements through Costco.com or through Walgreens, anywhere that you can print a photo. You can order like a poster size, and then you could go down to the dollar store and buy like that sock paper, that thick like poster board.
Put it
on there and kind of make your own yard. You know, you could probably do it for, you know, like you said, less than $10. It'll look really nice.
Sorry, I'm trying to drive. This town is crazy.
Yeah.
Traffic. It's so congested. It's a small place. Like, for 3 blocks, it's just crap, and then you get outside, and, No, but I hear you. Give me, like, a week, and I could probably have that $129 for you in a week or two.
Okay, and then once we get that, we'll pause the December payment. That way you'll have a little bit of breathing room. You won't be charged again until January, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm happy that we talked. We have a good game plan, so I'll be following up with you within the next week or so. And in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your day.
Hey, you too. Hey, thanks for working with me here.
Of course.
Okay, I like the service. You guys are great. It's just broke.
Well, thank you for everything. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your business, so we'll get this squared away. And in the meantime, just hang in there, okay?
Oh, yeah, tax time, everybody will have a little bit of money. It'll get better.
Yeah, that's what everybody looks
coming
for.
Coming around.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I judge the economy. How good is it until tax refund time? The last 3 months were critical. 3 months before the taxes, you still got some money, you did all right.
Yep, exactly.
All right, thank you. All right, have a great day.
All right. Nice talking to you, Phil. Bye-bye.